Doesn't matter if you're prepared for a wildfire. NPR's Joe Palca reports that the laws of physics help predict how and where fires will burn.
People who study forest fires usually talk about three primary factors: fuel, the lay of the land, and weather.
The weather is the precursor. It sets up the environment to be receptive to ignitions, whether they be human-caused or lightning-caused ignitions.
Larry Bradshaw is a meteorologist with the U.S. Forest Service's Fire Sciences Lab in Missoula, Montana. He's one of a team trying to extract the secrets of major blazes. Bradshaw focuses on weather. A common weather pattern draws air down from the upper atmosphere toward the ground. As the high, cool air descends, it heats up and dries out.
And that sort of bakes the fuels, that you might say, and 2 to 3 weeks or a month of that preconditions the fuels, particularly the dead fuels, to be very receptive to ignition.
For a forest fire, the primary fuel is wood. The most spectacular result of ignition is a crown fire, where flames stampede through the tops of trees in an unstoppable rush. But research scientist Pat Andrews, also with the Fire Sciences Lab, says other things burn in forest fires besides trees, including something called duff.
You have the needles that fall off the trees and other dead material, and it decomposes. And the next layer down we call duff. So it's the organic material on the forest floor.
Duff does not typically burn with flames, but it glows red and spreads along the ground like a slow-burning fuse, causing dry wood in trees or houses to burst into flames.
Duff fires, the smoldering ground fires, aren't shown on TV. They're not spectacular to look at, but they can definitely contribute to difficult fire suppression.
Now remember, people who study forest fires talk about three factors: weather, fuel, and topography. The lay of the land is a big factor in determining whether a fire will consume the landscape. For example, fires like to spread up hills. Fire burning in the tops of trees lower down on a hill preheat the trees above, making it easier for them to catch fire. In addition to fuel, topography, and weather, the nature of the fire itself makes a difference in how a blaze will behave. Even though it may seem counterintuitive, Larry Bradshaw says fires actually produce water as a byproduct of the burning process and from water boiled off from green leaves.
There's a tremendous amount of water vapor released in a large crown fire, and as that water vapor rises, it cools. And then at some point that water vapor will recondense into a cloud, and that's where you get your pyrocumulus clouds.
Those clouds will release their water at some point, and it falls toward the ground.
But because it is a very dry environment, that moisture tends to evaporate on the way down, and it cools a layer of air. That cooler air is heavier than the warm air around it, and it actually accelerates towards the ground.
That fresh supply of air rushing downward can actually push the fire in new directions. The reason researchers at the Fire Sciences Lab want to know more about the physics of fire is to improve their ability to predict future fire behavior. Pat Andrews says she and her colleagues have already made their predictions for this year.
The season is looking bad. I don't want to make judgment calls, but there's a lot of potential for fire. That we see that moving from the southwest up into Colorado and maybe into Wyoming, that things are really quite dry and there is a potential for extreme fire behavior.
So we haven't seen the end of forest fires this year yet.
Well, it could start raining today and it could be over. It's hard to predict the weather, but the potential is there.
It's already been a bad year. The National Fire Information Center says more than 2.6 million acres have burned to date. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.